Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. On Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. As always, I'm glad you're here with me right now. Don't know what you're doing. Maybe your day's just starting. Maybe it's ending. Maybe you're right in the middle. Maybe you're by a fireplace having some coffee. Running through a busy street. I don't know what you're doing, but here we are. I'm sitting here with my piping hot cup of French roast coffee. Drinking out of my Enjoy the Ride mug that was gifted to me by our dear friend Sarah over there in New Jersey. Enjoy the Ride. Steps are like a bike, designed to work and function once you put it together. I wonder when that happened, when people started to redo the steps over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. If you do that, that's your business. But that is not in alignment with my understanding of how the steps work. It doesn't make any sense. To me, it's a foolproof system. It's definitely been that for me anyways. So I'm riding the bike today, enjoying it. And I have to tell you, I'm in an amazing mood today. I can't, I'm in a dangerously good mood today. It's almost frightening how good of a mood I'm in. Not for any particular reason that I can pinpoint. Except that I do not feel like I'm in the bondage of self. I feel like contributing, and that's a beautiful feeling. My new book is done. It will be available any day now. Maybe by the time you're hearing this. I'm not sure. It is another meditation book. Like Sarcastic Daily Meditations. It's another meditation book. And it's called The First Two Columns of Fourth Step. The First Two Columns of a Fourth Step. 365 daily affirmations that won't help you one bit. So you get to read a resentment every day. That's funny. It makes me laugh. Going to the final editing process today, and hopefully that will be available just in a couple days here. So it's exciting. It makes me laugh. I think it's helpful, you know. I think there's much in there that people can't relate to on some level. When you see it, usually it's just, wow, silly. That's helpful. Yeah. Today I'm just going to jump right into it. We got something so exciting today. I know you're going to be fired up for this. I know people really, really get fired up for this probably the only thing sexier than the 12 steps are, do you have a drum roll? Do it. Ready? The 12 traditions. Are you still with me? Of course you are. Today we're going to do a continuation of what I started a few episodes back, going over the traditions checklist. And we do the first three traditions. And the traditions checklist is a set of questions that was originally published in the AA Grapevine in conjunction with a series on the 12 traditions. I'm reading this from the traditions checklist. That began in November 1969 and ran through September 1971. While they were originally intended primarily for individual use, many AA groups have since used them as a basis for wider discussion. It's just, the long and short of it is, there are principles for me to practice with the 12 traditions. It's not for someone else to worry about. I used to think that. It was just the traditions are something else. They're for the group. They're important for the group, but they're important for me to do my part and apply these principles. And it's, I shared it on here that my sponsor really was insistent on me learning the traditions from the get-go, and I learned painfully about some of them, and he suggested I start a traditions meeting, which I did, and I had it for a long time, and all we would do was get together every week in a little church, and we'd read one of the traditions out of the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions book, and reading them over and over and over again, it taught me a lot. But then what really made it personally something for me to look at day to day was this traditions checklist. I don't know the story, but they have definitely updated this because they have the internet on here now, and they've reworded it a little bit, I can see. But last time I did this, we did tradition 2 and 3, I think. We're on tradition 4. Tradition 4. You ready for this? You can get a traditions checklist online easily. They have them at central office. They have pamphlets, PDFs available simply. So I'll wait till you're ready. I'll have a sip of coffee while you're getting set so we can do this together. I don't want to do this by myself. Are you kidding me? Are you ready? Tradition 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. The principle behind this one, I remember from reading that in the 12 and 12, is pretty simple. Every meeting has the right to be wrong. It can operate in any way it wants to, as long as it doesn't mess up other groups or AA as a whole. Each group can do whatever it wants, provided it does not affect other groups or AA. So if I have a meeting where I say, to get to this meeting, you have to I'll read the questions. Number one, do I insist that there are only a few right ways of doing things in AA? Do you insist on that? Number two, does my group always consider the welfare of the rest of AA or nearby groups of loners in Alaska, of internationalists miles from port, of a group in Rome or El Salvador? I don't know anybody where I live who thinks about the groups in Rome or El Salvador ever. But this is important. Does my group always consider the welfare of the rest of AA or nearby groups? The 12 traditions are just, it's a whole nother level of getting out of self. It's not about me. If my group, for example, if I have a meeting and I say, I want to read at the beginning of this group, page 78, and the group conscience decides that that's what we want to do, then that's fine. I can run a meeting that way. We can have a meeting that way. I'm part of a group that does some pretty silly things. We change their names in the Zoom room sometimes. There's themes. There's a ridiculous fake award given out at the end. And this is all congruent with Tradition 4, which is that each group can be autonomous. It can operate independently however it wants, except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole, and the things this meeting does don't affect AA as a whole, and they don't affect other groups. They don't do any harm. And every group has a right to do that. If you know, there's a meeting I went to one time, a bunch of us. It was exciting, about 10 years ago, I guess. Threw a dart at a map and said, let's check out some weird meeting we've never been to. And we went to a meeting in Pasadena, California. And boy, they ran it very differently than the groups that I was familiar with. You could share for 3 minutes, tops, about. This is what you had to do. You had to pick a sentence or a paragraph from the big book, read it, share about it for no more than 3 minutes. Share about your experience or your thoughts on that reading. If you did not do that, if you started to stray, you'd be shut down. And people would start clapping and you'd be just muted out. And their format, what they said, was very different, et cetera, et cetera. So every meeting has a right to run however it wants, except in matters affecting other groups, AA as a whole. An example of that would be if I have a meeting that isn't congruent with the traditions. It's not, that does affect AA as a whole in my community or in Rome or El Salvador. So it's kind of cool. The principle is every meeting has the right to be wrong. Some meetings are very quote unquote strict in how they're run and some are very loose. And according to AA tradition, this is all fine. Provided you're not screwing up Alcoholics Anonymous or other groups. It's pretty cool. Right? So let's move on to a little thing I like to call Tradition 5. Ready for this? Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. We'll talk about it later when we do another one of these, but talking about drugs is not technically an outside issue. Drugs are not an outside issue. That's not the tradition that talking about drugs can sometimes be insensitive to or violate. It's this tradition. Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. If I'm an alcoholic and I can't stop drinking and I go to an AA meeting and everybody's talking about heroin, where am I supposed to go? That's where it can be insensitive. It's not that you're not allowed to mention drugs. Well, some meetings you're not allowed to mention drugs, but that has to do with the Tradition 4. But that's not We'll get to the outside issues one. But drugs are very famously known as an outside issue, and they're not, according to the traditions. But we'll get to that. But this, tradition five, is the tradition that violates. Because they learned, I mean, there's a big, long backstory to the traditions. I mean, if you haven't read the traditions in the 12 and 12, I would definitely read them. They're fascinating. They really are. They're fascinating. But the bottom line with this is that they tried initially to solve all kinds of problems. They tried. They tried to be an organization that addressed many things. Multiple problems. And it didn't work. It failed. And they talk about that in the 12 and 12. But that's the point they arrived at. We're going to do one thing. And we're going to do one thing really well. And we're going to address the alcoholic. Better to do one thing well than 10 things poorly. Something to that effect is written in there. And all the readings in the 12 and 12 are really short. But that's why. And if you say, you know, well, I'm drugs are part of my story, blah, 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 that's fine. Go ahead. But just know you're not thinking of the alcoholic who might be there and have nowhere else to go. He's there for an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. So it's just another level of getting out of self. It's not about you. It's just not. Well, I don't want to have my, you know, I'm allowed to say whatever I want. Okay, you can. Some meetings are fine with that. A lot of meetings are fine with that. But the spirit of the traditions is, it's not about you. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation, but we'll get to that. It's pretty cool. Tradition 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Number 1. Do I ever cop out by saying, I'm not a group, so this or that tradition doesn't apply to me? Number 2. I love some of these questions. They're so specific. It's funny. Am I willing to explain firmly to a newcomer the limitations of AA help, even if he gets mad at me for not giving him a loan? I think the point of that question is, it's not, AA is, in principle, I think Bill said, freedom from alcohol, sobriety, you know, what does he say? He said freedom from alcohol through the teaching and practice of the 12 steps. That's the sole purpose of an AA meeting. It's not free therapy. It's not self-help. It's not a place to get loans and et cetera, although all these things do happen. That's fine. Number 3. Have I today imposed on any AA member for a special favor or consideration simply because I am a fellow alcoholic? I'll read that one again. Have I today imposed on any AA member for a special favor or consideration simply because I'm a fellow alcoholic? Number 4. Am I willing to 12-step the next newcomer without regard to who or what is in it for me? Five, do I help my group in every way I can to fulfill our primary purpose? Do I help my group in every way I can to fulfill our primary purpose? Number 6, do I remember that AA old-timers, too, can be alcoholics who still suffer? Do I try to help? Do I try both to help them and learn from them? So, there it is. The traditions checklist is great. But the traditions are amazing and they're really important, and I've shared it on here before, but the traditions are really the equivalent of saying, you know, you can take an axe to the boat that we're all sitting in, but we'd really rather that you did not. If you want to be selfish, if you want to put yourself ahead of all this stuff, well, I have a right to, I need to get my, you know what I mean? All that. If you want to do all that, it's fine. AA withstands all kinds of that. People just crush this boat on a regular basis and it still is floating. But we'd rather that you didn't. We'd all be better off. And we are most helpful to the AA newcomer when we are not hurting AA as a whole, and we're being conscientious about the effect our group is having on other groups, and when we are carrying a message to an alcoholic who might think that going to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting is going to be their answer. Every time I share, I'm always thinking of the new person in the room, and I try to do that. I remind myself of that regularly, I should say. I don't always do it. Try to. And it's not about me. It's not about you either. It's about the newcomer. So, I can justify all kinds of reasons these things don't apply to me. I can tell myself all kinds of stuff, but the traditions are really eloquent puzzle on getting out of self. So that's it for the day. I'm out of here. I'm going to go run. I'm a professional athlete. I'm going to go prove that to my community today by running a couple miles. I want to thank, honestly, everyone who listens to this. I got a message the other day that this podcast has reached 40,500 downloads, and it's thrilling. So thank you. If this is helping you somehow, please pass it on. Tell somebody about it. And feel free to email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. Follow me on Instagram. It's all silliness, sarcastic.aa.book. And you know, shout out to my friends out there who are listening. And Happy Joyce and Three, Black Rhinos. And everybody have visions. Meeting hall that where I got sober. And I will say it to anyone who needs to hear it: everything is okay. Everything's okay. And I'm gonna go have such an incredible weekend. It's just ridiculous. I'm jealous of my future self right now. So anyways, on that note, I am gonna go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same. Good night.